Clark said,
"I am that I am."
And he said,
"Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am, has sent me unto you.
I am, has sent me unto you." Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 223. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
"Time and an hour,"
saith your Father God,
"when my alarm is being sounded loud and clear throughout all the world. For it is the last days. It is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. The preparations are being made. Therefore I say unto you, continue to draw closer to me. Continue to walk according to my word. Allow yourself to be filled to overflowing with my Spirit. Walk by my side,"
saith your Father God.
"For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord."
"I say my righteousness is truth, for I am the Spirit of truth, saith God. It is me who lives within thee, the Spirit of Christ, the very Spirit that was with me there at the cross, the very power that raised my body out of that tomb that day, saith God. It is the same Spirit that I've given unto you, and I have indwelt you this day, saith God. Not by feeling, saith the Lord, but by fact. My word saith so. For I say, the eternity ahead is where you will be in the habitation of my righteousness, where there will be no more sin or sorrow or sickness, and there I will be forever. I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. I am the beginning, I am the end. There is none other, saith the Lord. No other fount, no other land, saith the Lord."
Glory to God. Stay tuned for a message by Evangelist Carl Fox, followed by the prophecy news behind the news. But first this, as we broadcast around the world this fine Monday evening over Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185 and also over the internet utilizing internet audio streaming and podcasting to the whole world again, I am declaring to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. You are listening to the Signs of the Times International Radio, internet streaming audio and podcasting, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. Watchman warning, if you are about to buy another car and the car you have now is not fully paid for, beware. Car dealerships are filing bankruptcy one right after another, and many unscrupulous dealers are not paying off the first loan when you buy a car, and you could end up paying both loans. And if you buy a used car, be sure the title is clear. Insist on seeing it before you buy. If it shows a lien, check it out yourself. Do not believe the dealer that it's clear. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." Now, here is a letter from Australia, January 28th, 09. "Dear Brother Johnson, I enjoy downloading and listening to your teachings and the prophetic words. Your friends and yourself are true prophets of God. There are so many false prophets and false prophetic sites. Please accept this gift for your ministry," and he enclosed $50 in Australian funds. "I am a bit puzzled as to why you call Obama Godfather and Messiah Obama. Isn't this judging someone?" Matthew 7:1. Watchman comment, "Well, brother, you're right. I do call Obama Godfather. That is because he is a type of Antichrist, and the battle of Gog and Magog will happen at Armageddon. But as far as calling him the Messiah, I've never done that. I've called him the false Messiah. I do not know if he really is the Antichrist which would make him the false Messiah. And I've never said that he truly is. I've said, though, that he looks good for the job, and he certainly does. The Bible clearly says that there will be many antichrists. So he could be an antichrist. He could be the antichrist. God has not told me that he is, so I guess we're going to have to wait and see, or wait until God does tell me. Continuing with the letter, I've been told a few times that I have no right to judge, when I've stated that only those who have made Jesus Lord and Savior will get to heaven. If you have any articles or teaching on this subject, I would appreciate them. God bless, Brother Stephen, Australia. Brother Stephen, all I had on your card was your email address. I did use it, but I haven't received a response from you at the time this program was prepared. There was no return address on the card, so I couldn't write you. When you quote Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, it says, basically without looking at that verse, "Judge not that thou not be judged. For with whatever judgment you meet, it's going to be measured right back to you." As God's watchman, I have been called to judge sin, to judge the sin of this world. And brother, there's nothing wrong with judging sin. Those who have told you you have no right to state that Jesus is the only way to heaven are in sin. So you don't listen to sinners, brother. You listen to God. God told you to tell everybody Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's his word. All other religions are false. So why should you support those religions, my brother? Just let them have it, Brother Stephen, with both barrels down there in Australia. Tell them the last days are here. Tell them Jesus is the only way. Tell them he's coming soon and they better get right with him or they will end up in hell. That's not judging, brother. That's speaking truth. Amen. Glory to God. Now, let's get right to the message by Evangelist Fox. The prophecy news behind the news reports will follow Brother Fox's message. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
1 Corinthians 1:29. Let me read 1:29, 30, and 31. "That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." Wow. That's a powerful verse in 1 Corinthians. "That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." And we will glory in the Lord for what the Lord has given us. Let me say that as I looked at the scripture, I saw some scriptures back in Deuteronomy 6:4. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 6:5, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy might." And all my heart, yes, it says all my heart, hallelujah. Romans 10:9 says we need to believe in God, believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. This is the road of salvation in Romans. Let me say this. I'd like to talk about some of our world leaders a little bit. Anyhow, I want to talk about a president this morning. I want to point something out. But when we have a leader that says he's accepted Christ and there's still many ways to heaven, that's not true. That's not true. Do not lead the people astray with false hope or words that are not in the scripture. There is only one way to heaven, not many ways. I need to point this out. Amen. I need to point this out this morning. John the Baptist, in John 1:29, he said, "Behold the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world." By the way, he wasn't talking about other prophets or other priests or other kings. He was talking about Jesus. He was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And as I look, as Christians, we have gone through hard places. We're going through waste places. These are hard times in our economy. Lack of income. Layoffs. Times are tough. And things probably will get worse before they'll get better. But I have to tell you, looking to Jesus Christ is our hope. Looking to Jesus Christ will find help. This is a time that a lot of other people who are proclaiming their gospel want to share this with you, that I believe they're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe some of them to be cults that I'm going to talk about here. But it is at those times that they themselves seem to reap, and they gather these people in that have nothing or without anything. But these people won't surrender their lives, but they'll run for help and hope. And so they'll grasp on to the Jehovah Witnesses. They'll grasp on to the Mormons. They'll grasp on to others.
Do you need to say those things this morning? Do you need to find fault? This preacher is not finding fault this morning. This preacher is going to point out truth and error.
Listen to me, people. Because of them people out there, they draw away from the truth. And I must proclaim truth. And in proclaiming truth, I can't compromise with error. The Bible in 1 John tells me there is a difference between truth and error.
Well, you know, we got to have these attitudes today where there's no absolute truth. I'm going to scare you right now. I've heard another preacher preach this. There happens to be today in our society objective truth and subjective truth. I don't know if I'm getting them right or not, but subjective truth, objective truth. One of them just believes that anything you say can be truth as long as you say it the right way. The other says, oh, this is the truth, even to the point that it makes it a law and it becomes legal.
That's right.
Oh, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying there is only one truth, and that's Jesus Christ.
Joseph Smith, a young farmer in New York, in 1830 started the Mormons. The attraction was family values and also a positive view of humanity. Oh my, doesn't that sound familiar? Join our group. We'll love you. We'll take you in. We'll even bring you a bag of groceries. Wonderful. But your works will take you to hell without Jesus. Joseph Smith can't save you. I mean, neither can the Mormons save you, people. God's only church among so many? I'd like to say one of the cults among so many this morning. How about the Jehovah Witnesses? Charles Taz Russell. Who? He started a magazine called The Watchtower in 1879. He was very aggressive. They're aggressive today. In fact, they make the real evangelistic ministry, they make us look bad by being out there with their gospel, not the gospel of Jesus Christ, but preaching their Jehovah. They're Jehovah Witnesses. Their Jehovah is not my Jehovah, I have to tell you right now. They may think so, but I have to tell you that they don't even believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. So how can I believe in someone that will not embrace the Godhead? People, I can't, because my Bible tells me that Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. It tells me that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in 1 John 5:7 tells me that they are one. These three are one. Amen? Well, I love this kind of preaching because I'm declaring truth this morning. I love it because this is truth, and the truth will set you free. Praise God. That's what it says. Amen. But I have to look at the last one here real quickly. Islam. Today, it's popular. It's growing. I don't like the way it's growing, people, because it's growing on the basis or on a foundation of a prophet born in 570 A.D. who began preaching Islam. The message of Islam in Mecca, a city which is in Saudi Arabia. He sets up a religious community in 622 A.D. Islam means submission to God. Claims to be the only theology. The Quran, the only book of truth. One has said, listening to this prayer, language of the Islamic people. As I listened to Ishmael's call in prayer, I could smell the sharp odor of water, straw, cement. The brick that was made. The mixture. Yes, Egypt. The aroma of the garlic, the leeks, the onions. If my memory serves me correct, it sweeps me back to Egypt and it spells bondage. Islam is a religion of bondage. I declare Islam a religion of bondage. Christ is a message of truth. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And who is free indeed. Amen. Jesus is the spirit of adoption, not the spirit of bondage. The poor Muslims, you poor people, we love you. Jesus loves you. I'm preaching truth to you. Open your ears. Muslim, you who believe in the prayers and in the chants, say Allah is the God of Abraham. Yet in your own prayers to Allah, you include that you believe in God and you believe in Muhammad. Muhammad's a dead prophet, a false prophet. He said he had the message of God. Let me share the truth. Jesus is the only message of God. Jesus is the message of God. Not Muhammad, based on Malachi 3:1. The messenger of the covenant is Jesus Christ, the messenger of God, not Muhammad. The Lord you seek and the message you receive is false. But the Lord that you seek, the Lord Jesus Christ, the messenger of the covenant, is my Lord and Savior. God, made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen, people, Galatians 3:14, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through the preaching and through the teaching of Jesus Christ being the head of that covenant. The promise of that covenant. The promise of His Spirit. The Spirit of Christ through faith. Hallelujah. Is it the Old Testament law? No. You dear Jewish people, we love you. It is not the Old Testament law. The law will put you in bondage. Hallelujah. Wherever the law is, there's no liberty. Hallelujah. But the letter of the law killeth people. Like the letter of the law in the Quran. The book is not the law of faith. It's a law of bondage. Mohammed set this religion up in a city, Medina. City of prophets. Mohammed died in 632. The followers took his message and put it into a book, the Quran, about 3/4 the length of the New Testament, Christian Bible. Muslims believe that the absolute word of God is in that Quran. They believe, you know, in their word. Let me deal with just two other things in closing. They believe in angels and prophets. Well, let this preacher speak to that by the word of God. God is not Allah. I declare unto you, He revealed Himself to Moses in Exodus 3. God spoke to Moses, and Moses spoke to the people and said, I am that I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And God said, I am that I am.
John writes in Revelation, this is an end time book, New Testament book. He declares Jesus Christ many times, 7 or more. I am. I am He that liveth. I was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am Yahweh, Jehovah. Oh, you Jehovah Witnesses this morning, Jesus Christ is Jehovah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I am is expanded in the English language. Who I am, it means I'm God. He said in John 8:58, Jesus claimed His identity. He claimed His deity. He said, I am. Hallelujah. He said that before Abraham, I am. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, now let's look at angels a minute and prophets. You say to me, you believe in angels. Well, they do come and protect you. They do watch over you. My Bible says that. Yes, the Muslims believe that the angels come and they're assigned to different people, such as the Quran says. Well, I have to tell you something. You must have got that from the Bible because my book says that. My Bible says that. Hallelujah. Jesus happens to be, though, where you're missing it. Jesus happens to be what? He happens to be what? Captain of the host of the angels.
Amen.
So if you've got a lot of angels, you dear Muslim people, and you're missing Jesus, and you only have Him a prophet, you don't have truth.
Right.
Jesus is captain of the host of your angels. Hallelujah. If you've got the angels that I have. Jesus Christ is the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament. Oh, you wonderful Jewish people, listen up to me out there. Everybody listen, please. I'm preaching it this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament. So if all you people are believing in angels, you better start with the angel of the Lord. When you write and read and select all these books about angels this morning, that's something that the New Age people like to proclaim. We won't go there this morning. We don't have time. We're going to stay in this subject where we're at. In closing here, the prophets. The last thing here is that the Muslim people believe in the prophets of God. Sure, Muhammad, I have to tell you, he's a false prophet. Oh, you're going to get mad at me. He's a false prophet. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the true prophet of God. Not Muhammad. Jesus Christ is not only a prophet. Muhammad was proclaimed to be a prophet. I tell you that Jesus Christ is a prophet, a priest, and a king. And He's a coming king, and He's coming for His church one day. And if you Muslims are not ready, you'll still be waiting for Muhammad or somebody to come out of the ground over there. And they ain't coming back. You'll end up in that ground where they're coming from because they're not coming back out of there. Hallelujah. My Bible says He's coming out of the eastern sky. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is the prophet of Nazareth, the prophet of the highest, the great prophet, the Bible says. Luke 7:16, He is a prophet that is mighty. Luke talked about His work in the last days. And you know something while we're talking about this? What really is the very foundation of the cults? Those ones that I mentioned this morning happens to be the evil trinity. The devil, the beast, which is the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Wow. That's what steers them on. That's the evil trinity. John 2:22, he writes, who is a liar? He that denies Jesus is Christ. He's the Antichrist. He is an Antichrist. He's not the Antichrist. He is an Antichrist. And there's many Antichrists before the main Antichrist comes.
and then the Antichrist in the world.
Amen.
Christ is the true prophet, declares the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord. John 3:19. Hereby we know we are of the truth. Our hearts doth not condemn us, and that we have confidence toward God. We are of the truth, because Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We have that assurance of a clean heart before Christ, because He took away our sins. John 1:29. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I don't know how the Jehovah Witnesses, I don't know how the Muslim people, I don't know how they have any sin removed. I believe they think by their works somehow they're going to maintain or they're somehow going to come into a place of holiness with God. And that isn't what my Bible says. There is no righteousness except Jesus Christ. You've got to put the robe of righteousness on this morning, Isaiah says. Look, we're free from condemnation because faith is in Christ. We don't have to go out and work and work and work and work. For all your works, Jehovah Witnesses, all your works, you Mormons, and all your works, Muslims, I have to tell you, is dead works without Christ.
Right.
And that will close that. Amen. And you out there in radio land right now, just pray this little prayer with me. Say, Jesus. Say it with me, if you would, congregation. Jesus, come into my heart.
Cleanse me today
of all my sins
and shortcomings.
Wash me in the blood of the Lamb,
and I shall be clean.
In Jesus' name, I receive you, Lord,
as my Savior
and my Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Well, the program ran a little over today, so let me just share this with you. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, Micro Marvels of the Human Eye. The tiny computer chip, the basis of modern computers, is a thin wafer of silicon, about 7 millimeters across, and about 1/4 of an inch thick. This tiny chip might have the equivalent of 100,000 transistors built into it. Despite its size, hundreds of connections might be attached to it. The design of the computer chip is a marvel, surpassed only by the amazing technology that can build it. If you were to find a silicon chip lying in the silicon sand at the beach, you would never be able to convince even one engineer that the chip had formed through the chance movements of all that silicon-based sand on that beach. Now, consider the human eye. The retina at the back of the eye is a very thin membrane, much thinner than even the clingiest food wrap. This retina contains not transistors, but much more sophisticated photoreceptors, each of which is a high-gain amplifier. The retina just doesn't have 100,000 of these, but rather it has 200,000 for each square millimeter of the retina. My, my, my. But the greatest wonder of all is how many scientists can say that your miraculous eye is the result of unguided genetic mistakes that just by chance resulted in the eye. Indeed, God's fingerprints are all over the creation, just as our human work is seen in the computer chip. How can one who can design only the computer chip dare question the one who can design the eye and so much more? Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said,
let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said,
let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear.
And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said,
let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his coming, whose seed is in itself upon the earth.
And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said,
let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please give us a call or write and let me know that you are touched by this program. That letter that I read earlier from Australia came with a beautiful card, koala card, of course, since it's Australia, but it showed sea urchins and aquatic plant life at the bottom of the ocean there, probably near Australia somewhere. How beautiful that was. What a blessing it was to receive a card like that. And I thank him for sending it to me. So if you enjoy the program like this brother in Australia did and he let us know, would you let me know? And I need to let you know the need for February's program began at a $360 level. And with offerings received, that need is now under $200. I'm not sure exactly how much under $200 because that $50 from the brother in Australia was Australian money. And I'm not sure that I can even cash that. And I haven't been up to Post Office Box 122 lately. But I want to thank you all for your generous support. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, 13797 for the zip code in the USA. Write with your comments, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, offerings, and letters of support and blessing. Here is another audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Massachusetts. I'm listening to you on 3.185, and my radio strength meter goes up to a 7, and you're coming in at a 5.5 to a 6.
It takes only a few seconds, and the cost is minimal, to call my 24-hour voicemail and record anytime. But there is only one line, so please keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. Write SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY 13797, USA, or call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear Signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time here in the USA, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, USA, and Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB, frequency 3.185, and, of course, by podcasting. Also, you can listen clearly to all programs with no shortwave interference on my website, www.neaiga.org. And there are almost 300 MP3 audio files to listen to or download free, or sign up for the podcast and get it automatically. neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart. You have nothing to fear about the end times. Glory to God. Jesus loves you. I love you. All the Signs ministers love you. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Wow! Now there's a Bible promise for you, my friends. Overcomers will pass jail and go straight on into heaven. Hallelujah! Maranatha, our friends, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.